Roy Dean, and that's new music. The album is called Interwoven. The tune is called Nightside.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
We'll see you next time. This same frequencies, these same channels. Saturday from noon until 3 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, where it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one a hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up next here on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. The time is 3 o'clock.
Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Next to Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a physical, the Olivia Newton-John tune. And we started this program off with Nori Paramore and Copacabana. How are you? I'm Rick O'Brien. Doing pretty well this week, actually, and glad to be with you once again for another rousing program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. And Vulcan Sound Radio as well. So it's good to be with you once again. Let's get to this, shall we? That sound means it's time to talk about the holidays that are there to be celebrated, but you probably never knew they were there to be celebrated because they're rarely spoken about and probably so off the wall that you wouldn't know to celebrate them, but you should because they're there. Starting with July 18th, which is National Caviar Day. So get fancy and break out the blinis and go ahead and enjoy some caviar. It's also a toss away the could-haves and should-haves day. A perfect excuse to stop living in the past, especially where you should have done something or could have done something. World Listening Day. It's a global observance encouraging better listening for the planet and each other. Not necessarily to my show, that is. Saturday, July 19th is Stick Out Your Tongue Day. No clear origin, but stick out your tongue at something that just doesn't make sense. Just go, bleh, and you're fine. It's also New Friends Day, so stick out your tongue at a new friend and spark a connection and make a lifelong bond. That could be taken one of many ways, couldn't it? It's also National Daiquiri Day, so take your new friend for a frozen or shaken daiquiri with plenty of rum, right? July 20th is Moon Day. Now, it's not showing people your posterior. It's celebrating the Apollo 11 landing in 1969. It is also National Lollipop Day. That's something that never outgrows its charm. And it's also Ugly Truck Day. It is a real day, and we're not celebrating those geometric nightmares that run on electricity. We're talking about the beat-up, banged-up, rust-covered trucks. The holiday honors trucks that might not be showroom-ready, but still get the job done. No one knows who invented it, but legend has it that it began in a small Midwestern town where the ugly truck parade led to a statewide celebration. The idea behind it is beauty is in the eye of the tailpipe. Bonus points for duct tape. Anyway, moving on to July 21st, National Junk Food Day. That goes without saying. It's also Take a Monkey to Lunch Day. That's an animal rights campaign originally, but rarely practiced literally. It's also Invite an Alien to Live with You Day. That should be fun, yes. And we're talking about the ones from Mars. Tuesday, July 22nd is Hammock Day. A perfect excuse for taking a nap. It's Rat Catcher's Day in honor of the Pied Piper of Hamelin. National Mango Day, which is sweet, juicy, and worth the sticky fingers. July 23rd is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day, to be specific. It never goes out of style. Yada 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 Day, which is inspired by Seinfeld. Gorgeous Grandma Day, a celebration of grandmothers who break the mold, like Thelma Harper, right? And finally, Thursday, July 24th is Amelia Earhart Day. That was her birthday, as a matter of fact. It's Cousins Day, so pay homage to your cousins. And it's also Tell an Old Joke Day. You know plenty of them, so go right ahead. And this show is not one of them, So those are some of the holidays you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you might as well. And here's Peter, Paul, and Mary leaving on a jet plane on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up. Say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. Go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the London Sound 70 Orchestra and Teach Me Tonight. Yeah. Before that, Ronnie Aldridge with Claire. Barry Lippman did Girl Talk. Perry Botkin Jr. and Peter, Paul, and Mary in there with Leaving on a Jet Plane. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Manuel and the Music of the Mountains with the 12th of Never.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
That's John Arpin on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a Gordon Lightfoot tune called Can't Depend on Love. Before that, we had Henry Mancini with Gonna Fly Now, the theme from Rocky. Sven Lebeck and Here You Come Again, Manuel and Music of the Mountains with The Twelfth of Never. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for... Time for diving into the wonderfully weird world of record breakers, from fire-fueled stunts to dishware devotion. Here are a couple of the latest Guinness World Records that lit up the recent days. Starting in Spain, it was July 7th as a passionate collector earned her place in the record books with what might be the world's most delicate obsession. That delicate obsession is egg cups. Yes, that's right, she now holds the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of egg cups with a jaw-dropping 15,485 individual pieces. 15,485 egg cups in her home. She's been collecting them since the 1970s, and now every shelf, drawer, and cabinet in her home is lined with porcelain, ceramic, and novelty egg holders from around the globe. That must be exceptional. I didn't write that. Next up in France, where things got heated, pretty heated, July 9th, a thrill seeker from Marseille broke the record for the longest distance traveled on a motorcycle while fully engulfed in flames. No tricks, no CGI, just a fireproof suit, a fearless yet stupid rider, and 1,450 feet of blazing glory. He was completely on fire the entire ride, incredibly, crossed the finish line safely. The previous record was a scorched 1,225 feet. The rider left that in the ash heap. Yeah, great. And as for our friend, perennial record chaser David Rush, who's known for stacking cups, juggling flaming swords, and doing nearly everything else in the record book, we've checked in, but no new titles from him in this latest round of records. He must be working in silence at the moment. Still, his earlier feat of moving 5,100 milliliters of water by hand in 30 seconds is still making waves on social media. So we'll keep you posted if he does anything new very soon. As far as that goes, whether it's egg cups, fire suits, or liquid relocation, the world of records never stops surprising us in this world. What a surprise. Here's John Fox and Woman. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/SRE and interact with us.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
I could have had a million, now all I got is 100. I thought I knew it upside down as I look back today. Out on the Riviera, she wore a pretty gold tiara. I knew I shouldn't stay, but then my heart got in the way. We walked down by the seaside, we talked and seemed for hours. She said that she was tired, so we stopped at one cafe. While she was sipping coffee, I was down in white wine. But I was in control, per se, when my heart got in the way. And when it hits you, it happens fast. You don't know if it'll last. So if you're looking at life, stand back. Cause if you keep on following your heart, you'll stay on the track. Sensation. You feel you switch to station. All at once you drop your guard, and the spirit starts to sway. And you need to see her waking, when she is gone and shaking. All of this so common, when your heart gets in the way. And when it hits you, it happens fast. You don't know if it'll last. So if you're looking at life, stand back. Cause if you keep on following your heart, you stay on the track. Then back to California, I knew I should have warned her. It's not exactly Paris, big old hot LA. No cafes on the sidewalks, no sidewalks there for people. It was time to pay for letting my heart get in the way. And you think she's someone special, but you're not sure that she'll wait. So you jump in rather quickly, and by the time you're rational, you know that it's too late. I thought I had the answers. I thought I knew the reasons. I thought I knew it all, so that I'd not fall on my face. I tried to be objective. Hell knows I was protective. I even tried to pray, but then my heart got in the way. I tried to be objective. God knows I was protective. I thought I knew it all, but then my heart got in the way.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy. That is Randy Edelman, My Heart Got in the Way. Randy Edelman is also known as Mr. Jackie DeShannon. Yes, and he wrote the theme to the TV show MacGyver and for many, many movies, including Kindergarten Cop and what else did I read? Beethoven, the movie about the big St. Bernard dog. And, before that, we had Craig Duncan and the Appalachian Orchestra, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, Botticelli and Fernando, Lex de Azevedo with Half the Way, and John Fox started that set with Woman. And now we have a bit of an odd transition here. I don't know what else to call it. It's Toasters and Moose from the Vincent Gargiulo film Taste the Biscuit.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
You can understand why I had trouble introducing this one.
Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
It's become a cult classic.
Don't get your honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings.
Uh-huh.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
Now you're getting into it, aren't you?
Taste the butter spread. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the butter spread.
You're getting hungry, aren't you?
To get your butter spread all on me. I don't like it when it mixes with my mac and cheese. Cause when you're at KFC, you got that special sauce to spur my curiosity.
Look for them on Instagram and Facebook.
Just give me a five-piece meal. Oh, what a deal. A big old box, it's all for me. You know I'll take coleslaw on the side. I could tell you wanted to try the potato wedges.
There's a movie about this. Very short movie. Look it up on YouTube. Toasters and Moose.
Of the biscuit. Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce. Don't get your honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings. Don't get none of that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings. Take us out, Moose.
Taste the biscuit.
Gordon Franks takes us up to the top of the hour with You Only Live Twice. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Stay with us for hour number two.
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now another hour of